Now, what specific treatment did she get?
Her timing was very good when she presented because the BCIRG trial, of course, had been updated at San Antonio in December. And it does appear that the TCH regimen is as good as an anthracycline-based regimen.
So just to clarify for the surgeons, the TCH is docetaxel, carboplatin, and Herceptin. And that was one of the three arms in this BCIRG trial. And I guess it was just December 2006 when Dennis Slamon presented these updated results showing that both in that arm with the chemo without anthracycline and Herceptin, and in the other arm which had the anthracycline in it, both of those arms looked pretty similar with dramatic drops in recurrence rates.
Indeed, because at the first presentation of that trial, it looked like the anthracycline-containing regimen would be better, which fit nicely into all of our preconceived notions because the gene that's the enzyme that's targeted by anthracycline sits right next to HER2. So it made a lot of sense that anthracyclines would be better. But then this data suggests that if you just give Herceptin and really effective chemotherapy like docetaxel and carboplatin, that you could overcome the need for anthracyclines. And then the interesting thing from that data set is that the cardiac toxicity from that regimen was the same as giving AC followed by docetaxel without Herceptin. So you eliminated the additional cardiac toxicity caused by giving Herceptin after an anthracycline. And then the NSABP has looked at which women developed heart failure. So what are risk factors for heart failure? And very interesting data that suggests that women who are older than 55 have previous any cardiac, so a lot of hypertension requiring medications, not garden variety, but a lot of hypertension, the ejection fraction at start of treatment, at the end of AC, if it's 55% or below, so 50 to 55%, those women who could stay on study had a higher risk of heart failure.
Now, where did this woman stack up? Any hypertension?